style?
If it's in your sleep, you probably...
This is what I dream.
Okay. Often when I go to sleep, I...
dream.
Okay. But I can't always remember what I have...
dreamt.
Okay. You might say, I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I...
woke up.
Okay. if the kids were going through the house going like this, you might say, don't... what? Your foot.
Stomp your foot.
Okay. Well, if you see a friend leaving a party or someplace alone, and she was walking and you were in a car, you might say, can I...
give you a lift?
Okay. Or can I bring you home?
Drive you home.
Okay. What if you were both walking? And you just could walk with me. You'd say, can I...
walk you home.
Okay. Would it make any difference whether you're talking to a man or a woman?
Whether I would say it or not,
mm-hmm.
I'd say it, probably wouldn't say it. I don't know if I'd say it to a man or not.
Okay. To get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to the bow and...
pull it.
What?
Pull it.
Okay. The opposite of pull is...
push.
That boat threw you, isn't it? Shouldn't have mentioned the boat.
Because I have no idea about it.
If you had a sack of groceries sitting at the grocery store and you didn't take your car, and so you have a sack of groceries, so you have to pick them up and at home.
Carry it home.
Okay. Well, if you had, say, 3 sacks of groceries and it's just about all you could carry, you'd say you had to at home.
Lug it home.
Okay. You might tell a child, that stove is real hot, so don't...
don't touch it.
Okay. If you want a knife and you send somebody for it, you say, go the knife.
Bring me the knife.
Okay. What kind, when you were a child, what kinds of outdoor games did you used to play?
Hide and go seek.
How did y'all play hide and go seek? We had a bunch of different ways of playing hide and go seek. How'd you get it?
Somebody would be it, and I've forgotten how we choose it, you know.
Yeah.
And that person would, you know, stand against a tree, you know, and not supposed to look, and count by 5s to 100, 5s or 10s to 100, you know. If that person stayed in too long, well, you know, you count by 5, but then they get tired, they, you know, start counting by 10s, and so they could catch somebody, or catch somebody. But, now you have to go and find them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And when you find them, you have to beat them back to the. Back to the tree where you did the count.
You named that tree or whatever.
I don't remember that.
Okay.
I don't think. But anyway, if they beat you back, you were still it. And whoever you beat back, the first person you beat back by the end of the game, because that person would be it.
Mm.
So in other words, you know, like a 5 or 6 plan, if you found somebody, the first person you found, if you beat that person back to the tree, well then that person would have to be it, and everybody would hide over. So as soon as somebody was caught, the game was over, you know, it just kept going over.
Yeah, yeah. What else did y'all play?
We played jacks, and I didn't play marbles, but they played marbles a lot.
Who played marbles?
The boys and girls. I never did learn how to shoot.
Oh.
Baseball. And,
When you played jacks, how did you play?
Usually with 10 jacks, I think.
Okay. And then?
You go onesies, twosies, threesies, fouresies, fives, and sixes. Okay.
Can you explain to me what onesies are?
Well, that's picking up one jack at a time, not missing.
Okay. And you have to pick them all up.